little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. Yo, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. Shot Against Podcast, episode 145. Man, we got a lot of news for you guys today. Especially now with, you know, what happened back in December.
December? What's talking about December?
You mean when the Mystery Machine and the, all the Mystery Group Incorporated found that one guy?
Something like that.
Wait, you guys already started?
Yes.
Oh.
She's too busy looking at rabbits.
Might be some dead rabbits having this podcast.
No, that's not very nice. We don't condone animal violence.
I said rabbits.
Oh, okay. That's fine then.
Okay.
That would be interesting, putting Omar Flood with the rabbits.
Oh, that'll be a fun segment.
Don't look at me. I'm not doing any impressions.
I'll get this guy over here.
All right, anyway. Anyway,
this podcast got a whole lot lamer. Sorry, folks.
All right. Well, first, ahead of time, I'd like to apologize in advance for any coughing you might hear in the background. I still have a cough. I'm trying to get it over. Don't worry, it's not a contagious cough. It's just
residual.
Yeah, it's okay. He just got back from Africa. He's perfectly fine.
Yeah, great.
Did you start coughing when we got back from Disneyland?
I did.
Uh-oh.
No, measles. I didn't. It was a joke. Haha. No, I was sick.
We got measles.
I'm in the military, dude. I had my measles and my vaccination. Yeah, he might not have.
He's one of those kids that was deprived back then. My shot's for you. Yay!
Hey, you know what?
30 years later? Damn it.
You know what? As grateful as I am for getting that measles vaccine, I hated when it was happening. That was annoying.
Yes. Yeah. All right, so actually, we're going to skip a little bit, but we have a little bit of news for you guys, especially the three major gaming networks / companies / people, which is Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo, had a... you fill us on this one, Jesse. All
right. Basically, exactly what Fidel said. Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo, they decided to have a meeting and they decided to discuss about what was going on with the DDoS attacks, or DDoS stands for the
denial of service.
Yeah, that's what the DOS. I was trying to remember what the first the first letter was. But yeah, it's basically a denial of service. It's an overload of all the servers and pretty much crashes the entire network.
Yeah.
I think the first letter is like designated design or whatever. But anyway, they got together and they decided to discuss what happened. And it was Phil Spencer who decided to speak about, you know, the meetings. And specifically, he was referring to the PlayStation Network's downtime over the Christmas period, right when, you know, Final Fantasy was coming out with, like, patches and
the new
DLC and stuff like that. And then everyone was pretty upset because it was all down at the time. But basically, Phil Spencer goes on the quote and he's like, "I don't think it's great when the PlayStation Network goes down. It doesn't help me or
as
Microsoft."
Him talking to him. So.
He says it's all it does is put the fear and distrust from any gamers that's out there. So he goes, "I look at all this together, and as this is our collective opportunity to share what we can about what we're learning and how things are growing." The conversations happen. He goes, "These conversations do happen," which I think is great.
out of the side of the media and us.
Yeah, exactly.
Closed doors.
Yeah, and he says, "You know, the PlayStation Network and the Xbox Live has suffered significant downtime over the holidays, including Christmas Day."
Oh yeah.
Black Hat hacking group Lizard Squad. They all claimed that they were behind the attacks, and subsequently told some Sky News that they hoped to raise awareness of the poor security of the online services. And earlier this year, there have been multiple arrests made over the DDoS attacks, including that of the UK man from Southport by the Southeast Regional Organized Crime Unit. Yeah. And the FBI.
That's pretty much the crime right there.
Yeah, and there's still a bunch of investigations continuing as of right now. Yeah,
and in all truth, you know, those Lizard Squad should have done something else different than just, you know, bring the whole system down for the people who's on vacation, especially during Christmas time, like myself. And I do agree with Phil Spencer on that. I mean, they need to do something about it.
Yeah. I think that's what they're doing. They're gonna, the three big name companies are gonna collaborate. And
yeah, it looks like they're at least talking at this point. Maybe they'll, you know, they might end up working together on that. So.
But could it be possible that Nintendo might be a huge player in increasing security measures?
They have to.
Because if you think about it,
the Mighty Three, that's what I call them.
If you think about it, Nintendo hasn't really been hacked yet.
No.
So
I don't think they're targeted as much, though, either.
They might not be, but if they are, I mean, they're still as big a name as Sony and Microsoft.
Yeah.
So could it be that their security is a little bit different?
Yeah.
And what is different about their security that Microsoft and Sony
all this kind of stuff
can learn from? I think it's a value. It's a valuable point.
Okay, now getting back on track here. What are we playing this week? Well, for me, I've just been playing a whole lot more Marvel Puzzle Quest on the on my Galaxy Note 3. A whole lot more Killer Instinct Season 2. And there's a very creepy new character that's going to come out for the DLC for the Killer Instinct. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a Japanese girl with a grudge mode going on.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, this girl moves like crazy. She has a blade. Like, she walks slowly, moves forward and back. But when you dash forward, she goes underneath the fireballs, and she kind of looks like the Grudge character.
Oh,
you know?
That's creepy.
Yes, and silk black hair going down, holding on a staff, and you know how those little TV screen that sinks out of like the screen and whatnot.
Oh yeah.
When she stands, you can see behind her like her shadow moves up and down like a different color.
That's creepy.
Yes. So I'm waiting for that download to come out next week. And let's see, other than that, I've been playing just a little bit more Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3, because I'm getting ready for our SoCal Regionals in May, in about 2 months from now. So let's see how that goes. And yeah, that's all for me this week. A bit more boring. The hell.
Well, Wayne, what have you been playing?
Well, this past week I've spent most of the time playing more Alien Isolation. I finally got through the game. Started trying a little bit of the survival mode, which is
remember,
just
this is Wayne's dead zone.
That's
completely
right.
Completely crazy. Other than that, what else have I been playing? I started playing Transformers Rising now that it's officially released as of today.
I've been meaning to do that, but not really.
It's actually quite interesting. It's a well-made game. Battle Tactics is another one I've been playing, and that's fun. Although I can see there's some issues with it still. They just released new content, so you can actually recruit Minasaur.
Nice.
At some point, so get the Sonicons in your team. That's it for Primitive Gaming. I haven't really done a whole lot. I've downloaded a few other games. Actually, I did try playing a little bit of the new Rayman. Legends on the Xbox One. Though
Rayman?
Rayman.
Yeah. How was that?
It's fun. It's a platformer.
A little more...
Rayman Legends is actually pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's
been on for a while now.
Yeah, it's a challenging platformer.
Kind of harks back to its original roots, but...
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
The whole side-scrolling kind of thing. It's got some of the other characters you play as in the game. Just pretty legit.
Sorry, I'm allergic to Wayne.
Other than that, I also downloaded the beta for Overdog, which is the first interest-based matchmaking service for Xbox One.
Story quest? Either way.
It allows you to create a profile, find others based on shared interest and preferred games. Essentially, it's a great way to find other gamers that you can actually play with that are going to have similar interests as you. It's in beta right now, so we'll see how well that works. I don't know when they're going to have the full release done. Basically, from what little bit I played around with, you go in it, you build your profile by finding things that you like, and you click like. So, and allows you to find people that are, have similar likes as you. So, it's kind of interesting. Kind of interesting. Let's go on to... Just, you know.
What are you even playing, man?
Oh, well, I've been playing a lot of Five Nights at Freddy's 3. Game released, earlier, last week or 2 weeks ago?
Two weeks ago.
I think so, yeah. Might have been. Was it 2 weeks? Was it? Has it been 2 weeks already?
Jeez. Doesn't feel like it.
Doesn't feel like it at all.
Yeah.
But,
well, yeah, Christmas doesn't feel like it was like 4 months ago.
That's true.
Actually, wait, no. It just came out. Was it last Monday?
It was last week. Yeah, it was last week. Okay.
Because it was right before PAX.
Yeah, that's right. You gotta give it a second to load. But, yeah, I've been playing some Five Nights at Freddy's 3. Game is intense. It's pretty awesome. I really enjoy it. It definitely kind of takes everything that everyone thought was wrong with the Five Nights at Freddy's games.
And made it even better?
No, it took everything that was wrong with it, fixed it, and then took everybody's kind of advice on how they think that the game could be made better.
So technically, they made it even better.
He did. He actually made it so no single aspect can be skipped.
What the hell are you doing, Wayne? You get no signal out here, even your Wi-Fi.
This is your own dead zone. You should know that.
Actually, this should play back out here.
Do-do-do. Fail moment for Wayne, number 182,000.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I've been playing Five Nights 3. I've also picked up a phone game I've been playing. I've been pretty hooked on. It's Marvel Contest of Champions. Hmm. And it's a pretty awesome fighting game. It looks and plays a lot like Injustice for the phone.
Uh-huh.
Where, you know, just single taps, swipe taps on the right side of the screen will do your attacks. Press and hold on the left side of the screen to block.
Okay.
Swipe forward and back on the left side of the screen to move back and forth.
So pretty much Ultimate Marvel game on the...
Kind of, yeah. But your characters automatically advance. But you can slide back to do a back step and slide forward to do a forward dash.
What the hell are you doing, Wayne?
Just trying to play
back. Just put that away.
It's not
feeling,
working.
Yeah.
It's just not working.
Yeah.
But,
Told you, dead zone.
Yeah, this is a dead zone. I'm trying to show Fidel here the Contest of Champions.
Just stop. It's just
stop. There's Wi-Fi by the bunnies.
Being rebellious.
We were standing by the bunnies.
Probably a lot of bunny droppings over there.
There's no Wi-Fi by the bunnies.
There's Wi-Fi by the bunnies. I have better signal by the bunnies.
There's no Wi-Fi by the bunnies.
It's because of the rabbit ears, right?
It actually plays very nicely. I really enjoy how it plays.
Alright.
There we go.
My Gamora is stupidly strong, I'm not gonna lie.
Gamora?
Yeah, that's who I'm playing as.
What would you call her?
Gamora.
You called it something else earlier.
No, I said my Gamora is stupidly strong.
Alright, let's continue.
Alright, yeah, basically that's it. I jumped in Final Fantasy again yesterday.
Chocobos.
Yep, especially now with the inclusion of the Gold Saucer.
Ooh.
I'm pretty psyched about that. I haven't actually jumped in there yet. But we'll figure it out.
This door is really dirty.
Wow. Well, so much for white sleeves.
Okay, just put that away.
That's the game.
Are you playing it right now?
No, this is what I played early in the week.
Nice.
It actually looks pretty nice.
Yeah.
It plays well, except it's glitchy as all get out. That's Alien Isolation. The first clip on my video that I'm going to have on YouTube shortly shows that pretty well.
Key card missing yet. Okay, let's keep on going, please.
Yeah. All right, so that's it for me with the previous games, Mimi. What have you been doing?
No games.
What?
No games.
Cosplay? Tell us.
Cosplay. I'm still working on Penny. It was kind of on the back burner for a while because it was supposed to be ready for MCAT in Tennessee, so I was trying to space it out so I wouldn't have to blah blah blah. But since God knows how long we're gonna be here.
Yeah.
Next week is Hanadokicon, which is the newest anime convention in San Diego. And then
Hadoukencon?
Hanadoki. So,
Kamehameha-con?
Yes.
This is in Hawaii, dude.
did you hear my reference on that one? Kamehameha.
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z. I got it. Yeah.
I'm just going to go play with the bunny. Anyways, Hanadoki Con is next week, and it's probably going to be, possibly going to be, hopefully going to be our last convention, Jesse and I's last convention here in San Diego. Going to be checking that out.
For now.
Hopefully I'll have my cosplay done by then.
Hopefully, you should go home and finish that shit.
Bunnies. Sorry, I'm a little spaced out. I have a hole in my hand.
Yeah. Awesome. Alright.
That's all.
Well, not really playing for. Not really video games for Mimi,
just. I'm just here with
cosplay! Alright, so let's give it the news this week. Jesse, well, we all know for a fact this is gonna happen.
Yeah.
No joke.
Yeah, the number one best selling game for the month of February is, if anybody can guess out there before I say it, The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask for the 3DS.
All but three of you were right.
Yeah.
All three of
you. Yeah.
I think the rabbits were right too. They were on the outside.
They probably were.
Yeah. Maybe it's the same way too.
Maybe he's escaping to go talk to the bunnies.
They understand me.
Okay.
They understand.
They understand my suffering. Bunnies.
But, alright, so now that, you know, Mimi has kind of walked away, we'll talk to bunnies.
Yep.
I mean, they're, you know, her people.
Her people.
Well, she's a bird, but that's different. But yeah, so best selling game for February. Pretty awesome. Still a surprise for what was generally considered an obscure kind of game, especially in the Zelda franchise. Not many people actually really like Majora's Mask. I never liked Majora's Mask.
But it was a fun game to play, though.
Oh, it was an amazingly fun game to play. Me, personally, I am not a huge fan of timed events.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I hate.
When, you know, missions in games where you have like a time limit, I hate that. No. Considering this game is just one giant time limit,
it sucks.
You can see why I really didn't like that aspect at all.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I played through, and I played it to completion, like absolute completion. Every mask, every heart piece, you know, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Nice.
Let's see. Well, since Majora's Mask for the 3DS number one, we also have several other games for the top 10. Number 10 would be Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate for the 3DS.
Which is surprising. You'd think that'd be higher on the list.
I know. At least like top 5. I just got The Order 1866, which I still have to play.
1886.
Oh, 1886. Sorry. I got to play that one too. Of course, typically Minecraft.
Yeah.
Which I'm still surprised it's even still considered a top 10.
I know.
Who doesn't have the game already? Besides me.
And me.
And me.
Never mind. Forget I said anything.
I know. There's also a Dragon Ball.
All these little kids that keep accidentally deleting it, and their parents don't know any better, so they go and buy them a new copy of the game.
That happens.
Yeah. Go back to the bunnies. let's see. Number 7 is Dragon Ball Xenoverse, which is a pretty cool game. I've seen gameplays of it. Number 6 is NBA 2K15. Number 5 is Grand Theft Auto 5, typical. Number 4, let's see. We got Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. Meh. Yeah. Of course, one of my favorite games. Number 3, Dying Light. And also... Dude. Number 2 is Evolve, which I haven't played yet.
I played the beta on that one when they released that, and I wasn't really impressed. I also played a little bit at E3, and World wasn't impressed with it there either, but...
Because you're not that into type of the games, man.
Well,
if you're into that type of game, I would suggest playing Dying Light.
Yes. Yeah. Dying Light is awesome. I still have it at home.
It will turn your blonde hair into white.
Yeah, not likely.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
By the way, did you guys know about the Easter egg in Dying Light?
Which one?
The Mario Brothers Easter egg.
I've seen it.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Have you actually done it?
No, not yet. Not yet.
I got to do it with a friend of mine.
What?
Oh, it's pretty cool.
Awesome. Okay, sticking with the Nintendo theme, Nintendo's 3DS and new 3DS beats the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 in the month of February for hardware sales.
Yeah. My goodness, man, you're tongue-tied today.
Yeah, I've been talking to that the whole past, like, the past 2 weeks.
Yes.
So, yeah, another good hit for Nintendo here. And a surprise upset, Nintendo's family of 3DS's consoles took the top-selling hardware spot for February, beating up, PS4 and Xbox One in the U.S. That's pretty freaking awesome.
That is amazing. And obviously, it beat out the PS Vita.
PS Vita, too, as well.
Yeah,
pretty much anything else before that.
Yeah, basically.
And so it was not a good month for Nintendo, but a great month for Nintendo with the launch of the new 3DS XL and the latest version of the 3DS itself, Nintendo's handheld family, which comprises of the both 3DS, 3DS XL, and the new 3DS XL.
Yeah.
Damn it! Really? Okay. Anywho, it's a lot of units to actually to bring it up for number one, which is freaking awesome. I still have to buy the new 3DS XL.
Eventually, I'll get one. But
yeah, same here. My hands are big enough for it, so.
Yeah. Shoot. I mean, I got tired of playing my little 3DS back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, I had it when they first released, so I am one of the ambassadors.
Winner, so, winner, winner, winner.
Yeah, so when the 3DS XL came out, yeah, I grabbed that.
All right, Jesse, take this one. This is for you again, man.
All right, well, if any of you here are listening in Japan, which I...
Hopefully.
I mean, it's possible. If you guys are listening to Japan, this is good news for you. If those of you listening anywhere else, plans on possibly going to Japan, may be good for you.
Bring your amiibos with you.
Yes, bring your amiibos, especially around March 14th. but
2 days from now. Yeah.
Today's the 12th.
Yeah, 2 days.
Oh, goodness. Jeez. All
right. Tomorrow's the 13th.
Yeah, you're right.
Friday 13th marathon.
I can't count. Okay, but yeah, Nintendo's going to be hosting several amiibo-only tournaments on Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U across Japan.
Awesome!
The tournament's going to be held at various video game and toy stores around the country from March 14th. So it's actually going to be from March 14th onward.
Yeah.
Entering the tournament is free, although you will need to bring your own trained amiibo. So don't go out and buy an amiibo and enter into the tournament. It's going to get a butt whooped pretty badly. I've seen some pretty epic amiibos, especially that one that almost won an entire tournament once against live players.
Wow.
Yeah, someone entered their amiibo in a tournament and it almost won.
Screw you.
Yeah, so that's pretty awesome. But so far it looks like the participants are going to receive a branded folder, and the tournaments are going to be held at the following locations starting on March 14th. You got the Yobadashi Camera Multimedia Umida Second Floor Game Department in Osaka.
Ooh,
and
Japan.
March 15th, it's going to be at the Toys R Us, Babies R Us, Ichikawa Shop Store Entrance in the Chiba Prefecture. And Wonder Goo Moria Shop Game Department at the Ibaraki Prefecture. So if you're in the area there, March 14th and March 15th, you have your amiibos and they're trained up, you know, to max level, definitely give it a shot. I mean, you got to lose. It's a free tournament.
Why not?
Exactly, why not? I know my brother's in Japan, so I don't think he has an amiibo, though. I know he definitely doesn't have Wii U, so this is kind of pointless. But he might want to go check it out one day. Who knows?
Alrighty. Yeah. So here we go. One more amiibo here for the news.
Yes.
Feel free.
You got Walmart confirming that the special edition figure...
Gold Mario amiibo.
Yep, is going to arrive right on time, starting next week.
Yeah. Not delayed, on time.
Yep, not delayed. So
not a second more, not a minute less.
Yep, so you got your gold Mario amiibo going to be sent out. They have also been talks about a silver as well.
A silver amiibo, yeah.
Silver Mario amiibo.
From his
Metal Mario form, yep. That's going to be pretty awesome. I'm pretty sure the gold Mario is kind of a hark back to the Golden Mario,
oh yeah.
See, I have a Walmart right across the parking lot up by my work, so I might have to get there a little early on the 20th.
I'm pretty sure these are going to sell like hotcakes.
Oh, yeah. Just exactly. Saying.
But the Golden Amiibo is exclusive to Walmart, so...
Walmart only.
Yeah.
Yep. And it had already been delayed from March to April. Or, it suggested that it was going to be delayed from March to April, but it looks like it's not. So if you pre-order the figure, you're going to receive a message from Walmart notifying them of the pushback. However, it was simply just a mistake if you got that message. So already spoken from the Walmart representative, there's no trouble in the Mushroom Kingdom. Mario's Amiibo fans will see gold on March 20th, 2015. Pre-order customers may have seen an incorrect availability date in their account, and we're in the process of correcting that order information to assure fans that there will be no delays.
Yep.
Yeah.
So March 20th, Walmart, you'll be able to get it for $13, same price as every other amiibo.
Pretty much. Nothing a penny more. So going on to one of my favorite upcoming fighting games that will be released in 2016, a year from now, Street Fighter V. Now, Mad Catz is to release fighting pads and also fighting sticks ahead of launch. So pretty much about what they did for Street Fighter Cross Tekken, Street Fighter 4, pretty much Ultimate Marvel Capcom 3 2 as well. Yeah. They all launch arcade sticks and also fighting pads for the new games coming out. As in recent news, as we here live in the backyard of Mad Cats, Mark Mads, hey, what's up, brother? Hope you're having fun right now in Japan. And so pretty much no images of the peripherals are available yet, though Mad Cat said it was going back to the drawing board. So pretty much a brand new version of a Tournament Edition 2, Tournament Edition 1.
Which is good, because there have been some issues with the Mad Cat's peripherals, with some lagging. I've had some issues with lagging with Mad Cat's peripherals before.
As it? Like the older ones or the newer ones?
No, the older ones. That's what I'm saying.
Well, the new ones are much better.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, yes, and also the controls are expected to be compatible with both PC and PlayStation 4, which is the only two systems that Capcom's flagship is fighting. So pretty much all PlayStation 4 and PC lineup. And if you guys haven't seen, about 2 weeks ago, they released the, what do you call that, the teaser trailer for Nash/Charlie.
Yeah.
He's a little more different from what you've seen before. He has typical flashy going up and down, his typical sonic boom and a double sonic boom, but he's more of a Frankenstein now. I want to see how this is like. His gameplay is pretty dope.
Yeah,
it's pretty dope. And if you guys haven't noticed yet, the trailer, the updated graphics, the everything, like the background for the system. So, as Peter said when I was, Peter Combo Fiend Ross says when I was talking to him on Facebook, he said that there's more characters coming up, but the one he told me to watch very closely is Bison, which is hinted in the very end of the trailer. You can't keep a classic away.
You can, but man, I always hated Bison. Man.
Yo, you should be hating my friends. They know how to play
them. I probably do.
All right, Wayne, this one's for you. You haven't talked in a while. But never mind, let me do it. I'm joking, go ahead.
Alright, we're gonna actually, coming soon, we've got the Master Chief Collection Bundle Xbox One.
Say that 10 times fast.
Right?
I'd rather you don't.
Shut up!
The system's gonna be released without the Kinect, but it will come with the Master Chief Collection, which of course is Halo 1 through 4. Huh?
Who needs the Kinect?
Yeah, it comes in handy.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
How to open a door.
Right. So the bundle will sell for about $350. And actually, it's pretty good timing, because they actually have just released a major patch for Master Chief Collection that has fixed a lot of issues with the matchmaking. So it's kind of a nice little treat if you don't have the game yet and you need an Xbox One.
Why not? For it. Yeah? I mean, he Master Chief. I should put this one right here. Alright, so speaking of which, there's the next news we got here is Titanfall DLC goes for free on Xbox One, Xbox 360, and on PC. Costs move for the trio of expansions as Respawn's, you know, acclaimed shooter, you know, approaches with a 1 year anniversary. So the game's been out for a year? Yes. For free? Sure. This game's still fun? Hell yes.
Yep.
It
has been out for a year. Goodness, man. Oh, man.
Titanfall tournaments everywhere, man. It's still fun.
Yeah.
Still a good amount of people still play them and whatnot. Microsoft has removed the price of all Titanfalls, as we said, on all three platforms, Xbox One, 360, and PS. And the PC, according to the game store page, and what appears to be a limited time promotion. So if you guys haven't got it yet,
do it now.
Run! Yeah. Run for it. If you guys haven't played it yet, pick up the game and download the damn thing. That's what I would have done.
Yeah, it's a very, very challenging, fun game.
Oh,
yeah,
if you don't have the game, you should still be able to download the DLC.
Yeah,
you can do that.
Pick up the game later. Might as well do it now when it's free.
Yep. Yeah. And, of course, continue on with the Titanfall news. Titanfall 2 confirmed in development at Respawn. So, yes, we will have part 2. It's the next FPS confirmed as a multi-platform title.
Oh!
What?
Oh!
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 Yeah!
Heartburn.
Yep.
So, as Jesse over here has been happy about since when I said multi-platform, yes, it will be multi-platform, but
it's speculated to be multi-platform. So,
yeah,
might not be, but it looks like it's probably going to be PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
Yep. The good mighty three.
I kind of hope they take the whole multi-platform aspect.
No.
I hope they ride with the groundwork that Square Enix has already laid with Final Fantasy 14.
Yes.
With the whole PC and PS4, yeah. PS3 kind of crossover.
Yeah.
I really hope to do that with the Microsoft PS4. And
yeah, it's not going to happen quite a while. It's kind of
Microsoft seems to be the biggest issue with things like that, because they've been trying to bring, for example, they've been trying to bring Final Fantasy 14 to Xbox, especially when they first released. They tried to bring it to Xbox, and Microsoft was making too many demands with their server. They wanted exclusive servers just for Xbox users, and they didn't want a cross-server. So Enix was all about, you know, this game is for the players, and we're making all the servers cross-platform. You're not going to be any different. So if you don't want to play cross-platform with other users on other game systems, then
bye, Felicia.
Exactly. you're not going to be getting our game. Sorry. Xbox One, Xbox 360 users. Well, you're SOL.
Not unless you have both, like me.
Yeah. So it's good. We knew this was going to come. So.
All right. So continue on with the Xbox theme. We got this week's Xbox One and 360. Freebies, or discounted price
and deals,
and deals, discount,
freebie. I mean,
discounts.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So Wayne, read this one off for the Xbox One.
Well, so for the Xbox One, we got Dragon Age Inquisition for $36. The deluxe edition is $63. Murdered Soul Suspect is only $16.50. Rise Legendary Edition for $30.
You're still $30.
Yeah. The Sunset Overdrive season pass is down to $15. Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, only $13.20. I went ahead and downloaded that one myself.
Nice.
The Zombie Driver Ultimate Edition is $4.95.
Okay, and for the 360 platform, we got Assassin's Creed, the first one, Assassin's Creed 3, both for $10 a piece. Assassin's Creed Revelation, also for $10. Hitman HD Pack for $5. What?
Yeah.
Damn, that is cheap. Guys, go buy them. We also got Murdered Soul Suspect for $10. Zombie Driver HD for $3.40.
Yeah.
And that's
not bad at all.
Yeah, enough. And for this one right here, also for 360, publisher sale. You don't need a gold membership, you know.
For these ones.
Oh, yes. You got a World of Keplings, World of Keplings for $3.30. Banjo-Kazooie, $4.94, pretty much $5. BattleBlock Theater for $7.50. Castle Crash is $7.50. Fable Anniversary for $20, not bad. Fable 3 for $6.60. Fez for $5. Forza Horizons for $10. Fruit Ninja Connect, $5, which is pretty awesome. Gears of War 2, one of your favorites, $5. Halo Wars, I haven't played it. Oh, I did play it, but it's been a while. $5. Hydro Thunder Hurricane, $7.50. Joe Danger 2, the movie, $3.74. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Leave a penny out. Connect Sports Season 2, $7.50. Yeah, let's see. Still Alive, $7.50.
Which means you didn't know that's an expansion off of the first game.
Yes. Yeah. Which I need to download still.
Yeah, so do I.
Spelunky, $4.94. Toy Soldiers, $5. Toy Soldiers Cold War, $7.50. Trials Evolution, $7.50. And Zoo Tycoon for $12.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. That's not bad.
Good stuff. And Wayne, your favorite game?
Yeah, Forza Horizon 2. Which has been really a blast to play. We're getting some new DLC coming soon here. It's going to be free, such as the Mazda MX-5 Car Pack.
Which is the new 2016 Mazda Miata, or 2015 Mazda Miata.
Yeah. So we're getting four new cars. It's come out next week. We're getting the 1990 Mazda MX-5 Miata, the 2005...
Mazda Speed MX-5, the 2010 Mazda MX-5 Super 20 concept
car.
Which is pretty much the one we saw back then.
Yep.
Yeah.
And also the 2016 Mazda MX-5.
Yep.
I like that they're bringing the 90 back.
Yes. Yeah, again, the car pack's only available on the Xbox One, as the 360 edition doesn't get the new content, so... So definitely looking forward to this, getting that new content, and of course, a little farther down the road, we are going to be getting the Forza Horizon 2 standalone Fast and Furious to go along with the new movie. So that is going to be kind of fun as well. I can't wait for that one. More on the Xbox side before we jump into a little bit of Sony here. If you guys haven't had a chance to check it out, head over to xbox.uservoice.com. You'll actually be able to submit and vote on different features that you know, Microsoft's looking for feedback on. So you can actually
Windows 10
submit ideas. Well, Windows 10 is coming to Xbox One. We already know that. So give you a quick idea of a couple things that we're seeing on the site right now. One is people are asking for streaming Xbox One games to HoloLens.
That's awesome. That got my vote.
Adding the Xbox Live Rewards as a tab to the home screen so you can access that on your console versus the computer.
Pretty cool. What else you got? Like, completely redesigned the entire UI.
Yeah, that's pretty good as it actually
is. I like it the way it is.
Yeah. Ability to download and install all available updates. You can kind of do that in a way. It's kind of designed to do it automatically. So.
And here's another one that I like. Try to adopt DirectX 12 into Xbox One's OS.
Well, that's going to be coming when it comes when Windows 10 comes to Xbox One. We'll get that anyways. So,
offer free shipping to broken Xbox One controllers. I laugh at your stupidity.
Yeah. Asking for features from the Xbox 360 to come into Xbox One. Asking for a mini console, rechargeable battery packs without a charge cable.
And also extend the warranty on the Xbox One controllers from 90 days to 3 years.
Yeah.
They tend to break a lot. Yeah. Turn off console and connect light when playing videos.
Okay, being able to use multiple headsets on the Xbox One.
Nice. I mean, there's
hundreds and thousands of different things you can look back. They have categories from everything from Xbox.com to the store. Xbox and Windows 10, smart glass, your memberships, TV, Kinect.
Home settings, pretty much the whole apps.
Gaming achievements.
If you can think about it, they'll have it. They'll have a section for it.
And there's also a spot, if you don't see it on there, click on it and give feedback yourself.
Start like our own small forum page on there.
Yeah. Nice. And one of the things I actually submitted on here, and we've already got some votes on, I'm looking on here, is actually allowing us to transfer save game progress from the 360 to the Xbox One.
That is
one of the biggest ones I support. So.
Oh yeah, full download from one to another, or full upload from one to another. Jesse, it is yours again, man.
All right, so you got the Sony's Internet TV service launching in test markets very soon. The PlayStation View, spelled V-U-E, will begin its nationwide rollout by the end of the month. Full service should be available publicly by the end of the year. The View is an ambitious-sounding cloud-based TV streaming service for the PS3 and the PS4, and it's going to begin its nationwide commercial rollout in select test markets by the end of the month. That's according to the Sony executive Andrew House, and he told the Wall Street Journal that the View will be available by invitation-only test in New York, Chicago, and Philadelphia within the next 2 weeks. Now, if you're not invited to the test period, it doesn't matter. View is going to be available across the country by the end of the year anyway. Now, the View was announced back in November of 2014, and it's going to be one of the handful of internet TV services targeting cord cutters and people who ditch the traditional cable providers in favor of fully digital services such as like Netflix. Others include Dish Network, Sling TV, and HBO Now.
The closest thing I have to cable is my internet connection, so yay!
Yeah. Now, it's going to let you watch all different kinds of live TV and on-demand content from huge juggernaut networks, including Fox, NBC Universal, Viacom, and GameSpot parent company CBS.
Mm-hmm.
You can see a full list of network partners here.
Comedy Central, FX,
if you want to get online.
Fox, NBC. I mean, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Disney.
They're jumping aboard on it. Disney. Whoa.
Disney is not jumping on yet. They're still on talks. So you don't get ABC or
yet.
ESPN. I'm sure they'll get on board eventually.
Oh, yeah. No matter what.
Yep.
They want to make the money, right?
Exactly. Now, they said even without the inclusion of ESPN at this point, they're still very confident that it's going to be a very robust offering in the sports area with what partnerships they already have.
Yeah, well, you just got to think about it. A lot of the networks themselves, such as Major League Baseball, WWE, they're all going with their own networks now, so they'll probably jump on board with this.
Yep.
So. And aside from whatever problems WWE Network is having right now, it is still available. I have it downloaded on my PS4. It is still available, but you do need to subscribe to it just like Netflix or anything like that.
Yeah.
All right, next!
Uh-oh.
All right, so here's the bad part about this. Sony won't refund the PS4 user who lost $600 from a hack.
Wow.
Damn.
Man.
What a great way to get your a loyal fan in the ground some more.
Yep. Now, out of the 600 that was taken, Sony is only offering to refund $150 of it.
Hmm.
And it's only going to be in PlayStation Network credit. So, I don't know how I feel about that. That's pretty messed up, man.
I love you, Sony boys.
That's pretty messed up, man.
So essentially, somebody had hacked into his account and purchased about $600 worth of content.
Yep. Now check this out. If the user decides to escalate the payment dispute with his bank, his PlayStation Network account's going to be banned.
Wow. Yeah. It's not even his fault, too.
So I don't know. He's pretty much up creek without a paddle.
He's pretty much up the river with a hole in it.
And if his account is banned, his purchase licenses for games such as Last of Us Remastered are going to be completely wiped. Yeah. And if his licenses are wiped, there's no way to restore them.
Mm-hmm.
Any games that he's bought are going to be lost as well.
Well, yeah. that's a greedy move on Sony's part.
It is. That's something I definitely go with. That's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
But
So most likely, this is probably going to go higher and higher up. Eventually, somebody from Sony executive is probably going to catch on to this and say, you know what, this is bad publicity, let's take care of them.
It's been a bad publicity for you boys. It's been a bad one, huh?
Yeah, it's been pretty bad so far.
No, that's usually what happens in this kind of cases. So hopefully that happens for this guy.
This sucks.
Yeah.
Right. Apparently, their $150 refund, it's all that they're actually permitted to refund.
And it would only be credit for the PSN network.
Stupid.
I don't know. If it doesn't get taken care of, then this is gonna be bad backlash.
Very bad backlash.
Yeah.
And for the last news of this episode, one of my favorite games, Uncharted, Part 4, A Thief's End, has been delayed until next year of spring. So we had about a year left. Damn it, this is one of my favorite games. I love to play on the PlayStation 3 back then. Developers of Naughty Dog seeks pretty much they need more time to match the high expectations. So I do agree with that. Give them some more time, the higher expectations, the more they're gonna bring out.
Yeah.
Why not? And Naughty Dog has been, great with Uncharted 3 for the PlayStation 3, which I like. And as a fan, give him some time. I don't mind. Yeah. I could always play 3 all over again.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, that's all we got for this week.
That's all we got. Now, we do have a special treat for you if you decide you want to stick around. This is it for the actual podcast content that we normally have. But instead, what we're going to add, starting right around now, is we have old buddy Fidel here.
I'm on a time limit.
You're on a time limit?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
When he said 7 o'clock, I was like, yes!
Well, what time are you going to leave?
4 minutes ago.
Oh, man. Really?
Probably.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
Well, you got to have Wayne for it. You got to have Wayne. I played it. You played it. Mimi played it. Yes.
You played the third game? Oh, I didn't know you played the third game already.
Well, I played the first. I'm on night 2 right now, so. We gotta have the white boy. The token country white boy here.
Yeah,
in our group.
Yeah, you could.
Why not? Just for fun. At least give it like 2 minutes.
Yeah, we can do that. Alright, well, I guess we'll leave it running and we'll record Wayne playing Five Nights at Freddy's 3.
It'll be fun.
Yep, so you'll get the audio of that on the back side of this podcast. We're also going to be recording it via video as well, and we're going to try to upload the video at a later time. So, we'll see some reactions, some gameplay from
Yes, indeed.
But, if you're not sticking around for that,
adios!
Same as always, follow us on Facebook.
Yep, like us on Facebook.
Yep, there you go.
Share us on Facebook.
Share us.
Especially like our cosplayers, especially for the people that hasn't, liked or tag themselves on our pictures, feel free to do that. It's probably been a while for you guys, but no worries. Feel free to tag yourself like you guys been doing. Yeah. Again, check up on our main page for updated podcast, which is 145 we have here right now. We're talking about live 5 seconds, 20 seconds, 2 hours ago, whatever. And yeah, make sure you guys check up on that. And Wayne and I will be going to WonderCon this year, hopefully.
That's the plan.
Hopefully two more people will be able to make it this year.
Probably not.
Bastards.
Probably not.
Bastards. Anyway, again, this is LouisHasAGeek.com, and we are here to bring you the future. I can't even say that right anymore, man. That sucks.
You
can, man.
You gotta take it nice.
Okay.
Let it.
Take two. Okay, again, we are LouisHasAGeek.com, and we're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time.
There you go. See, a little better. Nice and slow. All right. Well, that's it for the podcast now. Thanks, guys, for sticking around. You will be hearing us generally how it sounds at the end of every podcast from here until the end of the recording. With Wayne playing Five Nights. So yeah, thanks for sticking around.
Is it uploaded already?
It should be. I was downloading it during the podcast.
Is it?
Yeah, it's
So just to give you guys a heads up right now, the machine we're going to use, it's not our main recording machine, but it's going to be the Windows 10 beta with Steam on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, we actually already downloaded it during the podcast.
Yep, so. About 40 minutes in.
Yeah. Go ahead and hit the play button so we can get it launched and... set up there.
Well, once I hit play, it's gonna go full screen. So we might want to start the recording first.
Okay.
Come here, buddy.
Hi, Mage.
Got Mage here.
Right, let me get out of the way.
Rumble noises.
Yeah, all kinds of noises.
My Mage. Let me know how this turns out.
Oh yeah, go on. Let's see it. We'll try and get the video.
Did the rabbits eat Mimi?
No, she went back to the car. She wasn't feeling too great.
I see her shoe right there.
Her shoe?
I'm joking.
Did she leave her shoe?
No. You see what kind of shenanigans we're up to, folks?
That's weird. She went back to the car. She wasn't feeling too great.
Alright, since I ain't played this game, what kind of control system do we have?
Alright, basically it's just a point and shoot, or a point and click mouse.
Okay.
So, it's actually really simple. Actually kind of hoping that it would be on that one since you actually have more mouse area in here, but I think just left and right here. Yeah, that should be enough for you.
Yeah.
Sorry, so where's the recording? There it is. Oh.
It doesn't like it today.
That doesn't bode well. Alright, just open it back up again.
Again, this is Windows 10, so we're bound to have
some buggy stuff.
A few little issues here and there.
This is the pro technical preview. There we go. Audio. Video.
I don't think it's going to let us record it.
No!
Alright, that sucks. So.
No. Thanks.
Yeah, we know that.
For something that's not decided, well, not gonna work.
Try this real quick.
Try one more time. If it doesn't work, you guys just have to deal with audio.
Audio only.
No, those are your speakers up there, right?
Yeah.
There it is. Let's try this again. How's the audio coming up?
It's there. It's should be fine.
All right. Well,
we can increase it a little bit, I guess. Shouldn't make much difference.
No, not at all. All right, let's give it a shot. And all right. So it looks like no video. the program's just not gonna work right now. Now the game's not in full screen or not in widescreen. Oh, maybe it is. Oh, it is. See, it's not on my laptop and on my PC. It's not.
Really?
And for a lot of people, it's not full screen. So, all right, where's the light switch? Lights.
Uh oh.
Yeah. We're really dim over there. Sound wise.
It'll still pick us up though.
Okay.
We should be fine.
Hey, glad you came back for another night. I promise it'll be a lot more interesting this time. We found some great new relics over the weekend, and we're out tracking down a new lead right now. So let me just update you real quick, then you can get to work. Like, the attraction opened in like a week, so we had to make sure everything worked and nothing catches on fire. When the place opens, people will come in at the opposite end of the building and work their way toward you, then past you and out the exit. You've officially become part of the attraction. You'll be starring as a security guard. So not
you're just resetting the systems, are you?
The people on the camera as they pass through, you know, to make sure no one feels anything or makes out in the corner, but you'll also be a part of the show. It'll make it feel really authentic, I think. Now let me tell you about what's new. We found another set of drawings, always nice, and a foxy head, which we think could be authentic. Then again, it might just be another crappy cosplay. And we found a desk fan, very old school, metal though. Watch the fingers. Right now the place is basically just, you know, flashing lights and spooky props. I honestly thought we'd have more by now. If we don't have something really cool by next week, then we may have to suit you up in a furry suit and make you walk around saying, boo. But, you know, like I said, we're trying to track down a good lead right now. Some guy who helped design one of the buildings said it was like an extra room that got boarded up or something like that. So we're going to take a peek and see what we can find. For now, just get comfortable with the new setup. You can check the security cameras over to your right with the click of that blue button. You can toggle between the hall cams and the vent cams. Then over to your far left, you can flip up your maintenance panel. You know, use this to reboot any systems that may go offline. In trying to make the place feel vintage, we may have overdone it a bit. Some of its equipment is barely functional. Yeah, I wasn't joking about the fire. That's a real risk. The most important thing you want to watch for is the ventilation. Look, this place will give you the spooks, man. And if you let that ventilation go offline, then you'll start seeing some crazy stuff, man. Keep that air flowing. Okay, keep an eye on things, and we'll try to have something new for you tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's it. All right, so that's night one. Night one's basically so you get a good feel of the layout. Nothing too crazy. Okay. Pretty easy. I just wait till 6 a.m. I'm gonna go back here. Wake the dog. Hey, buddy. Oh, man. So yeah, basically he's just waiting until 6 a.m. It's already 5 a.m. right now, so it's going to happen any minute. Night 2 is when it starts getting real.
Feels like there should be some kind of Easter egg I can click on here, but it doesn't appear to be the case.
Not yet. It starts on night 2.
Yeah.
That I'm aware of. Come on. Use your WASD keys.
Not that I ever use these anymore.
Second night, let's get it started.
Hey man, okay, I have some awesome news for you. First of all, we found some vintage audio training cassettes. Dude, these are like prehistoric. I think they were like training tapes for like other employees or something like that. So
the player two.
If you play that in a room that's adjacent to where the guy is, he'll go there.
Please make sure the spring locks are fastened tight to ensure the animatronic devices remain fixed. We will cover this in more detail in tomorrow's session. Remember to smile. You are the face of Brady Fazbear's team.
Boy got him. He's in a vent again. He's out of a vent now. Both went out. There you go, you made it through night two. Thank you.
customer away from populated areas before bleeding out, as to not ruin the customer experience. As always, if there is ever an emergency, please go to the designated safe room. Every location is filled with one extra room that is not included in the digital map layout program, animatronics, or security system. This room is hidden to customers. Always on camera. As always, remember to smile, humor the face, and break the bad mirror.
There he is. Oh, dude, you're so boned.
Interesting. Intriguing.
That's Five Nights at Freddy's. I mean, you made it to night three, so that's not too bad.
Of course, we're still recording here, so we gotta end the recording.
Yeah. Alright, well, those of you guys stuck by. And there was a lot of silence there, pretty much just the ambience of the game in the background. We appreciate you sticking by. Really wish we would have caught some video there, but it's not as awesome with Wayne, because he just doesn't really...
I don't react much.
No, not at all. I don't think you even budged at any of the jump scares.
And again, I've just been playing Alien Isolation, which is a lot worse when it comes to
hearing
it like that, so.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot for sticking by. We already did our podcast close out, so you guys have a good night, and
feel free to hit rewind and listen to the podcast again.
I don't know, that's a little redundant, but
yeah.
Don't let Freddy get you.
Uh-oh. Adios, folks.
See what he did there?